Cecilia White-Brown, she's a, requires no introduction, the 34th Mayor of Wellington. I'd like to warmly welcome you onto the stage and thank you for coming to speak tonight. Kia ora.
E ngā iwi, e ngā mana, e ngā reo, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. I'd like to say a special thank you to the Love family for starting us off with their view from Mana Whenua. To Wellingtonians and visitors, to workers and the unemployed, to economists and environmentalists, to councillors and commentators, welcome to tonight's rally in the capital city. And let's give the organisers a big round of applause. This week, there have been a number of really important issues raised that resonate with all of us. Leadership, jobs, a fair go and a clean environment, public ownership of strategic assets. Those aren't alternatives to each other, they go hand in hand. Tonight, we're here on the issue of asset sales. But on Monday morning, we had Deborah Littman in a council committee room talking to us, and I know Paul Eagle was there as well, about how a living wage helped so many aspects of society in Vancouver and in London. Low pay doesn't help the local economy, low pay doesn't help educational failure, and low pay doesn't help poor health. So the living wage is a... is an idea to inspire us. It's a journey, not an overnight transformation. And one point that Deborah made was that a living wage is good for the local economy. A living wage is an issue for both public and private employees and employers. And on Monday evening, Greenpeace launched its excellent economic report with the ambition of new jobs, new prosperity, and a clean economy. They say huge wealth can be created for New Zealand by building an economy based on 100% renewable energy, energy efficiency, and sustainable transport. And yesterday, I was at a Business New Zealand networking function, and you'll hear from Ganesh later on, and he was there too. And there were some really good points made there about sustainable advantage in New Zealand. People talked about business, jobs and the environment, and about child poverty and education. And tonight, we are here for the rally on asset sales. So many people are grappling with how we can have a just and prosperous society. We can reverse growing inequality and give everybody a fair go and a fair say. I voted in one of the earliest political decisions when I was elected on council against the sale of capital power. And now the retail, energy retail and lines businesses have been split up and sold again. And it's really impossible to assess what they would be worth now. But it could have been a huge help to the capital city as a basis for a smart grid, for electricity demand management, and for more manageable bills for people on low income. So I understand your concerns about selling off power generation companies. More successfully, Wellington City Council voted against the sale of our airport shares, although one third does not give us control. But it does keep us in the loop, and it gives us a considerable dividend that keeps your rates down. And in the 90s, there were really, truly mutterings. I saw Councillor Stephanie Cook here earlier, and she'll back this up. There were mutterings about selling off our council social housing. It never did get to a vote, thank goodness. But let's look at the transformation of those properties now. Central Park, Hampton Court Flats. They're great for vulnerable tenants, and it is an example of a good partnership between local and central government. I don't believe that transformation to safety, good housing, would have happened if we had sold our public housing. Talked about water. Well, our water infrastructure from the Tairamarua Lakes along those pipes that need lots of strengthening to the reservoirs, to the pipes in your street and the taps in your house. The basic public infrastructure should remain in public ownership, and the charging policies and the conservation policies should be set democratically. You don't need to buy it in bottles because there are free water fountains along the waterfront. And look around. Our town belt has been nibbled away in the decades since it was established. Now we have got co-management with iwi, and your council has worked to bring alienated land back into public ownership. So local government faces the same financial pressures as households do, as business does, and as central government does. But we're not going to face those pressures by selling off our strategic assets. We won't sell social housing, we won't sell water infrastructure, we won't sell the reserves that make this capital city so special. Hear from speakers about government asset sales with financial, political, social and environmental analysis. Tonight, I know there's volunteers still collecting signatures on their petition. Wave your petitions, people are going around collecting them. It doesn't help to sign it 10 times, guys, okay? If you've already signed it, you've signed it. Tonight, and I just want to say a big thank you to the volunteers around the country that have spent so long helping people have their say. And tonight people are tweeting, blogging, using YouTube and everything else to have your say. And that's my main message. Stand up and have your say in the capital city. Kia kaha.
For Cecilia, for her ongoing commitment to